Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, it's been quite a change in my lifetime from DC-3s, Douglas aircraft, to 787 jets that have a flying range that are, 8 or 10,000 miles, to get from one country to the next, the internet, cable television, VCRs, modern medicine. It's just incredible the amount of change, the way we think about things. You know, space travel, private companies now doing space travel. Can you imagine? That would not be possible. People wouldn't have even thought of that 20 or 30 years ago. Who knows what the future is going to bring? Incredible discoveries. Finding the Titanic. Taking small submarines down to the depths of the ocean. Just absolutely incredible. But you know what? The more things change, the more things stay the same. Technology changes. How we communicate changes. We live in bigger houses, or some of us live in bigger houses, not the small 800 or 1,000 square feet houses our parents lived in. Our cars, even the less expensive models, have more gadgets in, more safety. Everything seems to have changed. But if you really dig deep, nothing's changed. The same wants and needs of people are the wants and needs that people have always had. People always want more. People always, of course, want to have food and clothing and shelter. They want to have children. That doesn't change. And then if we look and we say, nothing's really changed with people except our expectations and wanting more, then we have to say, what's really changed with business? Well, we're back to communications again. Communications have changed. The internet, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. How we communicate with each other. Competition's gotten greater. There are industries because of the internet and businesses because of the internet that are suffering. There are other businesses that are prospering. But it still comes down to a person providing a goods and services for another person. Depending upon what your business is in, yes, we can use those social media tools to reach people, but if you're in most businesses, you still have to sell something. You still have to perform a task. You have to perform a service. Nothing's changed. Understand the wants and the needs of the people that you are doing business with, and you will prosper. Think that you can just send someone an email and say, "Do you want to buy?" and think that you're going to be successful, chances are you're not going to be. Of course, there are internet companies that are successful, but most business people, when they send out a proposal, they should be talking to someone. We should be understanding that we are dealing with people. And when we want to sell something to someone, what's the first thing they're concerned about? Well, if they're not the owner of the company, they're concerned that they're going to make the right decision, because if they don't, they could get fired. If they're the owner of the company, they're concerned that they are going to make the right decision because they don't want to lose their business. So keep in mind, you are dealing with a person. You are dealing with a group of people. You are dealing with people that have the same wants and needs that they've always had. It may be presented to them in a different way. Their expectations might be greater. The comfort level that they want might be greater. The smartphone, iPhone, Android phone that you hold in your hand, the Galaxy 7 or 8 that you hold in your hand, is much more powerful than the computers that put the space shuttle into space. But understand that if you don't understand people and the needs of the people and who they are, you will lose business to the competition. And when we're talking about understanding people, why don't we understand our employees, our coworkers? Their wants and needs haven't changed. They're the same. So it's all about people. It's all about expectations. It's all about the basic nature of things. And when we understand the basic nature of things, well, we are well on our way to success. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.